Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. It's feature time. Ron Hayes with you today here on KGGF. Glad to be along with you and had the opportunity this last week to talk with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, the former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and currently chairman of the Science Committee in the U.S. House of Representatives. He continues as the senior member of the House Agriculture Committee, seated at the right hand of G.T. Thompson, chairman of the House Ag Committee. We talk about Chairman Thompson's Farm Bill proposal and the potential markup coming up later this month. Also, we talk about the weather reauthorization that has passed in a very large bipartisan way in the House of Representatives. Some details on both of those measures, looking at Debbie Stabenow's measure as well on a farm bill proposal. All that with Congressman Lucas here in just a moment. Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Fast-growing, safe on seed, nutrient-rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
Had the opportunity to spend a few minutes on the long line with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, still the senior member on that committee. And Congressman, we've got two competing visions right now out there regarding a farm bill proposal. The chairman's mark from House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson, and now a proposal that's been released by the Senate Agriculture Committee Chair, lady that you did work with back in 2014 on your farm bill, Senator Debbie Stabenow. Your thoughts on these two measures and what you're seeing right now as we try to get closer to maybe moving forward with the 2024 farm bill?
Well, the process is beginning to move forward, Ron. That's the critical point. And right now, what we've seen from both Chairman Thompson in the House and Chairwoman Stabenow on the Senate are what I would describe as outlines of their bill proposals. So we're still waiting on hard language, but my impression in the House is we should have hard language, I'm hoping, in the next week to 10 days, and a markup before the end of the month. And that's critically important that we finish that process. The differences won't surprise anybody. With a Democrat chairman in the Senate Ag Committee and a Republican chairman in the House Ag Committee, you're going to have a slightly different set of priorities. GT is very focused on the production side of the equation, how we raise the food and fiber. I think crop insurance, think price protection, think conservation, rural development, all those things. Senator Stabenow has a particular focus, always has, on the nutrition side, the SNAP programs, what we used to call food stamps. So the bills that will come out of committee won't look just exactly alike, and that's just fine as long as she can pass something and we can pass something in the House. As she passes something out of the Senate, then we'll go to a conference committee and work out our differences. But another thing to remember also is this is not a rewrite of the farm bill like the 2014 process. This is taking the 14 bill that was modified and improved in 18, and now in 2024, modifying and improving it also to go forward. Because all of our producers out there know, from the safety net perspective, after the trade wars, after COVID, after inflation, the safety net to make sure we can raise those crops and feed America and the world, the safety net is not as strong as it was 6 years ago, and we've got to come up with a way to tighten that up if we're going to meet our obligations to feed ourselves.
Seems that the proposal, the titles that were put out in the Farm Bill Principles from Chairman Thompson, a little more in line with what we've traditionally seen from the last several farm bills, really.
Oh, absolutely. And It's worth bearing in mind, too, that the Republican perspective in the House is just a reflection of the conference. Republican House members represent maybe somewhere between 90 and 95% of farm country. So the members on the committee on my side of the room represent the folks who actually drive the tractors, who actually raise the cattle, the hogs, the chickens, the all of the real commodities. So we're going to have a particular focus on how to strengthen crop insurance and price protection. And again, on the other side of the building, it's more of a social nutrition side.
Let's talk about the weather authorization, reauthorization. It did pass the floor of the House just the last few days. I know you feel pretty good about that and hopeful that it'll be find some movement in the Senate. What are the keys, you think, as far as agriculture, rural Oklahoma, especially for this measure?
Well, just as the 2017 bill laid down directions and markers to the National Weather Service and NOAA to improve forecasting, to use more diverse data to build better models. And by the way, if you look at the difference between my original bill in 2017 and the world we were in then and now, think about our good friends and neighbors in Barnsdall who took such a hit in recent days. When the Weather Act was passed in 2017, we were trying to improve the early warning efficiency, and the average time on a tornado warning was 11 minutes. In Barnsdall, after the improvements of the 17 Act, they had a 44-minute lead time from the first tornado warning until it hit, and they had a 23-minute confirmation by radar that the tornado was on the ground before it hit. That is a dramatic improvement from the 11-minute average before the 2017 Farm Bill took effect. So we're going to try and improve that even more, which means not just quicker lead times on tornado warnings, but the forecasts for short-term and intermediate weather. What will the conditions be when I try and plant my wheat or my corn? What are the conditions going to be like most likely when I try to harvest? What kind of pasture issues am I going to deal with this summer? Trying to improve the efficiency of the National Weather Service so we can tell farmers and ranchers, and yes, oilies and aggies and everybody out there, what to expect. It saves lives, but it's also money in the bank. So I'm very proud of the 17 bill, and we can build on that in my reauthorization bill this time, and hopefully the Senate will take it up. It cleared the House in an overwhelming bipartisan way.
Chairman of the Science Committee, Congressman Frank Lucas. And thanks for joining us today for this feature time on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Ron Hayes. Our team will be back with more farm news here in just a few moments.